Hi, I'm Andrew Fawcett, and I live locally in Maldon and have done for most of my life. And I was involved with embroidery from quite early on. I first met Humphrey. He was my assessor at Art College at Colchester. He assessed my work, and he was talking at the time with my tutor about this project that might be coming up in the future. And he decided that I might be a good candidate to help him with it, because he said he couldn't do it on his own. He needed an assistant. So I was very interested in historical subjects and had been working with mural work. So it seemed to sort of fit quite well with what Humphrey was doing. And I was local, so I did have a very big interest in sort of local history and visual imagery of the Maldon and its history, and that was a particular interest of mine.
Andrew, how far has he got in designing the embroidery when you first joined him?
Well, it was very early on. It was still an idea, because they had an exhibition at the Moot Hall, which I remember going to, and he hadn't definitely said he would be doing the project at the time, but eventually it did happen, and he said yes, he would do it if I was his assistant. So I used to go quite 2 days a week, and it seemed to go on for years, and I can't remember the dates, but it was lovely. It was always a pleasure, and he was a lovely man, and it was great to meet him.
Andrew, can you tell us a bit more about the actual design process and your part in that?
Yeah, well, one of my areas I had to was collect as much information about the history of Maldon, the visual information, so it might be buildings, it might be historical subjects, and collect them for the panels. We asked, to start with, the public if they could send in ideas for the design, which was great when they did send some really good ones in, but eventually it got a bit overwhelming because we were sent so many things that people wanted in it, and we had to sort of cut down and be a bit ruthless about what actually was put in. And I used to have to say, Humphrey, this is not important, or this is important. So we eventually keyed it down to objects. We started with panel one, and panel one, we decided that we wanted continuity throughout the whole panel, so we decided to have a border at the top and a border at the bottom, the same as the Bayard tapestry, because then we could get motifs that run along, and we could get more information. And then the central panel would be used for the historic story of Maldon. We decided that we had to do in panels, because the embroideresses could only stretch a certain amount of distance across the panel, so that the width of the panel was determined on how far the ladies could actually stretch. So that was, and then we wanted a fair bit of a panel, so that I think we ended up with 7 panels. So that was determined, and I made stretchers for the embroidery that were very thin, so that it didn't allow a great big bit of wood, so they couldn't, you know, cut down on how wide it was, because we wanted it as wide as possible. So I made stretches and
what was the base fabric that you used?
The base fabric was like I think it was a linen. You'll have to ask Sheila about that, but and that was the base. But the design work was done on a big sheet of paper, what we call the cartoon, and we cut. The basic design was actually done with lots of little pieces, because everything had to be dismantled. So, for instance, a small plane would have to be dismantled and be sent off to the embroideresses. So everything was photocopied, and the photocopier was stuck down on the original design, and then the piece of the continuity of the embroidery, the historic continuity, was mixed up sometimes. For instance, the Heinkel was added into the Battle of Maldon, because the Heinkel over Heybridge, as it was, crashed it, obviously, in the Second World War. But we thought it would be a good idea to bring that to the Battle of Maldon, because it represented war, when we were very interested in slightly messing things up. But there was a historic continuity. We started with St Peter's, bringing Christianity to Essex and said so, and then we worked our way right the way through history. And the colour was very important. Humphrey was an expert on colour, and it was great to work with him because you learn so much. And he worked at the Royal College of Art, and in colour theory was one of his interests. And we decided that the back of the panels should slowly change colour as we went through. Now, this was quite difficult with flat fabric, so we used netting and lots of layers of coloured net. And that sort of became my project, was to get this gradation of colour. So every panel changed, and we'd start, say, blue and end up red. So it would, in one panel, and I'd have to cut all these different layers of net and build them up in layers, and then have to cut two sets, one set for the cartoon and one set for the embroidery, so that we didn't get muddled. And I would go to Lee's and lay all the nets, and then they could be embroidered on, and I'd have to lay them the same as the cartoon, because it was, the layering was done in a certain fashion, so you've got this nice gradation. And that gave a really nice continuity to all the panels, because each panel had this net background, and it was all cut in different shapes.
It was a brilliant idea to use net, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Humphrey's idea, I think. Mm. Is that we was just one. I mean, we got a nice faded effect, don't you?
Sheila Allen was telling me how precisely the motifs had to be stitched.
Yes, at the beginning, Humphrey thought it might be a nice idea to let everyone do their own thing, but Lee Cash decided that that would end in disaster, and I think she was very, very astute and right to do that, really, and say that. So we had to let the ladies copy everything exactly. We was always amazed at how well we couldn't believe what they were doing, and we'd almost think that, well, they've got a fingerprint embroidered on there, and we'd give a photocopy of things, and they would actually, every little dot of that photocopy, which we became to love, because it was fascinating, and it really changed the whole design, really.
There's a huge amount of talent, isn't there?
It was stunning, and you just think that it's incredible to see the work.
What was Humphrey like to work with?
He was lovely. I mean, it was always such a joy to go there. It was, I mean, he lived in this incredible house designed by Richard Rodgers, and we were in the studio section where we, you know, worked as a twice a week, say, and it was always interesting, because he just knew so many famous people that he would just talk and tell me gossip about all sorts of interesting things, and it was fascinating. I loved it. He's such a nice man.
So you were there right at the beginning, and you carried on right to the end of the project.
Well, I went travelling, so the last panel Rachel worked on, Rachel Hewitt worked on the last panel of the design, so she was always helping. If we got too much work, Rachel would come in. And so Rachel, I didn't work so much on the last panel, but I worked on the first six.
And you were there right at the end to see it, yes, all its glory, when it was first presented to the public.
Yeah, it was really, you know, not a great thing to be a part of, really. And I mean, all the people involved. It was great to bring a lot of things. When you have a community, it's very difficult to have a community art project. But I think because this was interesting, that actually had a designer of Humphrey at the top of it and Lee controlling things, I think it worked really well. Sometimes it can, everyone. It's a lovely idea, but this worked brilliantly, I think. Mm.
What comes over to me is the amount of research that had to be done initially.
Yes,
there to was decide on the, you know, the motif.
There was masses of photography. We used to have so much sit on the wall, and then piles and piles of them. And the research of colour was another thing. Humphrey was always a bit of a stickler. One of his things he used to do with his students was get them to paint a two sheet of paper a flat colour, and he would like you to paint it so it was completely the same all the way over. So we used to paint sheets of paper and hang them up on pegs in the studio, so we'd have a peg for orange, a peg for purple, and then we would just pull bits of these paper down, and then we would start to draw on the coloured paper. We tried to match the papers with fabrics so that we used it so we could get that fabric the same as the colour of the thing. And we also tested all the used to test all the paints for light fasteners, but we also tested all the material and the cotton material and the silks, the cottons. We'd test those at the light. We'd cover half of them up with a black sheet and then put them in the light for 6 months and see if they faded. So if there was, and always it's things like magentas that tend to fade as it is with paint. So we'd try to avoid those colours if they were really bad. So we did think about, you know, how long it might last. So we went into that as well.
And how do you feel now when you go and see it?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's just, it always shocks me as to how it is still very bright. And I mean, the colours are incredible.
Mm.
And that's, you know, the workmanship is a joy to see. Yeah.
Looking back, it was wonderful, wasn't it, that you were in Humphrey's class and you had similar interests.
Yeah,
and
so you two obviously. Well, he assessed my work. Well, he came as an external assessor, but it was being at the right place at the right time.
Exactly. Exactly. And looking back now, what are your thoughts on it?
It's great. I mean, it was quite obviously early on in my sort of career, and it did sort of, it did have a huge influence, really. I mean, my interests have never waned from that, not so much that I've been into broidery, but the historic contents and working and learning about colour with Humphrey was great, and it's a wonderful thing to have been part of.
I'm very impressed by the historical context, in that you had to choose the important motifs at the time. You had to choose, you and Humphrey.
Yes, yeah.
Because this is a very important document, if you like, or piece of history
Yes, very.
So, overall, you are delighted that you were part of it.
Yes, I loved it. It was great. Yeah.
Lovely. That's lovely, Andrew. Thank you very much indeed.
My pleasure.